During this meditation, we're going to set aside all our cares and concerns of the outer world and bring our attention to our inner spiritual world. By doing this, we can also help relieve our bodies of all the stress that those cares and concerns may bring. All forms of meditation, prayer, and chanting, as well as such activities as Qigong, Tai Chi, and even other forms of exercise, such as running, help take our minds off cares and concerns, and to the extent they do so, help our nervous system de-stress. This particular meditation is specifically designed to help us let go of or release as many forms of stress and inner tension as possible. Since research has shown that up to 80% of illness has a stress as a causative or contributing factor, this type of meditation can help many of those disorders. And as we let go of all our cares, concerns, and judgments, we can also begin to experience the deep peace and sublime joy that can be found there. So let us begin by getting comfortable right where we are. Make sure your legs are not crossed, and shift around if need be to get as comfortable as you can. Now take a nice deep breath, hold it for a second, and then let it all out. Another deep breath, hold it, and let it out. With each breath, you're feeling more relaxed. Now, can you continue to take another few deep breaths, and as you do so, begin to bring your attention to that slight pause between the in-breath and out-breath, the stillness between the movements of the breath. And as we do so, we begin to focus our minds away from the things of the outer world and more towards our inner world. Now, breathe normally, continuing to focus on the stillness between the in-breath and the out-breath, and becoming more and more relaxed with each breath. And as we continue to gently focus on our breath, we feel our bodies becoming more and more relaxed, more and more relaxed. With each breath, we become more and more relaxed, more and more relaxed. In order to aid us in becoming even more relaxed and at peace within ourselves, we repeat in our mind, I release all persons, places, things, and conditions that are not in alignment with my highest good, and I let them go. I release all persons, places, things, and conditions that are not in alignment with my highest good, and I let them go. Once again, I release all persons, places, things, and conditions that are not in alignment with my highest good, and I let them go. Judgment and condemnation towards myself or others. I release. I release. I release all anger, fear, worry, and anxiety. I release and let them go. And as I release, I also forgive. First, I forgive myself for all I may feel guilty of. I was doing the best I could at the time and didn't know any better. And now I put it in the past and let it go. Then I forgive others for all their perceived transgressions. I forgive them, for they didn't know any better either. I let go of all perceived guilt in myself and others, and as I do so, I begin to feel a deep peace wash over me. I release and let go. I release and let go. I release all judgments from the past. I release them and let them go. I release all cares and concerns about the future. I release and let them go. And as I do so, I begin to experience the sublime joy of the eternal now. Free of any attachment to past or future, I release and let go, and am at peace. Specific things that you can identify that you're having trouble releasing that can be readily represented by an object of some sort, a picture of a person or your bills, for example. To help us release these things that we're allowing to get in the way of our peace and happiness, let us now imagine a large, sturdy box with a tightly sealed lid in front of you. The box is large enough and strong enough to hold anything you put in it. Notice also that there are three large buttons on the side of the box, along with a large vacuum cleaner-like hose attached to the box. Take a few moments to firm up that image in your mind. Now let us use this energy conversion box to help us let go of those things we're having trouble letting go of. So think of that thing or thought that you're having difficulty letting go of and create in your mind a visual representation of it. And once you've done so, go over to the box and press the on button. You're in the suction attachment, turn on. Now, holding in your hand the object representing the thing you're having difficulty letting go of, move it towards the end of the suction hose. If the object seems too large to fit in the hose, a special feature of the vacuum system is that it will shrink, distort, or break down the object so it can easily fit in the hose and be sucked into the box. So now, as you move that object in your hand closer to the vacuum hose end, simply let go of it and let it be sucked into the box. As you do so, say to yourself, I release this into the nothingness from whence it came, and I let it go. I release this into the nothingness from whence it came, and I let it go. Now go over to the box and press the button marked flush, and repeat again. I release this into the nothingness from whence it came, and I let it go. I release this into the nothingness from whence it came, and I let it go. So for each care or concern that you can't seem to simply let go of, Represent it with an image of some kind, and let the vacuum attachment suck it into the box, and then flush it back into the nothingness from whence it came. Continue the process until you have released as many things as you can identify. Notice how much lighter and more serene you feel inside as you continue to release and let go. Continue to relax as you sink deeper into this peace. Certainly, there are some things that cause us disease that we don't have any idea where it is coming from. That's the beauty of the vacuum attachment. So reach over and grab the end of the hose. It's light and easy to move around. Now hold it over your head and allow it to gently draw out any unwanted thoughts or feelings, sucking them into the box. If there's a particular part of your head or body or a particular condition you're dealing with, imagine moving the hose over that area and allow it to draw out all the stuck emotions or other discordant energies that may reside there, sucking them into the box as well. Holding the vacuum end as long as needed. Until all the discordant energies or stuck emotions are sucked into the box. Ending with a gentle cleansing of your whole being, both mind and body. Then reach over and press the flush button and repeat to yourself, I release this into the nothingness from whence it came, and I let it go. And it is gone. I release this into the nothingness from whence it came, and I let it go. And it is gone. Feel the deep peace washing over you now. Feel the peace. And as you sink deeper and deeper into the peace, you become more and more aware of the sublime joy and love that resides there. Feel it filling you up, reharmonizing you. and re-energizing every part of your being. Feel it washing away every last bit of dis-ease or disharmony. Feel the deep peace, sublime joy, and unconditional love seeping into every last crack and crevice of your being, washing away every last impediment to your awareness of love's presence and reconnecting you with the great heart of divine love, which is your true nature, your eternal truth. Not lost, simply forgotten, and now finally remembered. Feel the love continually filling you up to overflowing. And as it overflows, feel it extending outwards through you and connecting you to all that is, reawakening your awareness that all is one, connected by divine love, and everything that is draws its meaning and purpose from its connection with divine love. For only divine love extends from the temporal into the eternal. So let us bask for a while in the eternal truth of divine love. So now, let us slowly bring our awareness back into this room, back into our bodies, bringing with us the awareness that we are one with the great heart of divine love, and that extending that love is our only true purpose in this world. So let us wiggle our fingers and toes, stretch and yawn, and say to yourself, I am one with the great heart of divine love, and I am alive, awake, alert, and active. I am one with the great heart of divine love, and I am alive, awake, alert, and active. Let's say it together now out loud. I am one with the great heart of divine love, and I am alive, awake, alert, and active. All is well, and so it is.